Talk Live. You bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition of the program with you in studio tonight. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. The stuff you see on the front page as you scroll down, those are all stories submitted by listeners just like you. Maybe it even was you. You can go to freetalklive.com, submit whatever you want as show prep. It appears on the upcoming stories page, and then it waits for a certain number of votes, and once it receives those votes, we'll make it to the front page of our site, meaning we're more likely to see it, more likely to talk about it. In fact, I know, Mark, you had brought in for show prep tonight the very first story on our website, which is that a California police chief has said that a gun is not a defensive weapon. Maybe we'll get a chance to get to that, but judging by the phone calls, I doubt it.
It looks pretty full.
But if you want to see that and read more about that story, it's right there at the top of freetalklive.com right now. So go on over there when you get a chance. We're going to go back to the phones and to the fun. We've been talking about everything from the draft to the military and beyond, banking as well. Let's go back, though, to James. He's listening in Virginia to WLNI on the FM band in Lynchburg. Hey, James.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just had a quick question. I've been following the Free State Project for quite a while online, and unfortunately I haven't been able to move up yet permanently, but one day I hope to. What's the best way that I can help you guys out, being so far away in Virginia, not necessarily just LRN, but just the Free State Project in general? What can we do all around the country?
Great question. One of the most important things I think that we can do is get the Free State Project to completion as soon as possible. So if you are networked in with other liberty-minded people or are willing to do that kind of networking, maybe you haven't hooked up with the local Students for Liberty group or Ron Paul Meetup or Libertarian Party or whatever, wherever it is you can go to reach out to them about the Free State Project, about a concept, for those that don't know, of moving liberty-minded people together to the same geographic area so they can have more of an effect and actually have a chance at achieving liberty in our lifetime. To spread that idea, I think, is one really important thing.
Try to get signers. I mean, Ian was really good at this when we lived down in Florida, and obviously everybody you talk to is a prospect. You want people that believe in the ideas of liberty, and that's really one of the difficulties, is to find somebody who, A, believes in the ideas of liberty, and then, B, is willing to, you know, forego jobs and family or, you know, deal with those problems in a move.
Also, I'm saying go to the existing liberty networks, whatever there might be around there, and pitch it to them.
There's a few things that you can do, and you can support Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is the single best recruitment method for the Free State Project. You can do your online shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. We have links there for many retailers, but Amazon is chief among them. So if you do your online shopping there, it helps us so that we can add more stations, find more people. We can spread the ideas of liberty far more efficiently than you can in your daily life. To say that I don't think you should, because I wish you would. I'm just saying that we can do it a little more efficiently. The AMP program is always available, too. That's the program where you join our little Mouseketeer Club here on Free Talk Live and help us to advertise, market, and promote the radio program. For $5 a month.
And folks interested in that can go to amp.freetalklive.com. There's also another easy thing you can do, James, and that is sign up for the Free State Project if you haven't yet. Have you done so?
No, actually, I haven't. I've just been looking into it. I was looking and, you know, trying to find a job up there, possibly, or I wasn't really sure what the best way to do it was. I just watch a lot of YouTube. I've seen you guys a lot on, like, the Ridley Report and things like that. And I just wanted to kind of figure out what the best way and take your guys' advice.
Well, you know, as far as signing up goes, I mean, for those that aren't aware, when you join the Free State Project, the standard agreement is that you'll move to New Hampshire once the Free State Project reaches 20,000 participants, and at that point there's a five-year window of time in which you have agreed to move. So we're at over 13,000 participants today. It's probably going to be another year or two before we can get to 20,000, but who knows, maybe it'll go faster. But it's going to be a little bit before we reach 20,000. So you've got at least 5 to 7 years here as far as making that plan and figuring out, you know, jobs and housing and all of that. So if you think if you think that the Free State Project is attractive of an idea and you want to be a part of it, then there's no harm in signing up tonight at freestateproject.org. And that way you'll tick that number closer to 20,000. And again, if you don't move within that 5-year window, no one's going to come after you. You're not going to get sued or anything like that. It's called right. statement of intent. It's not a contract. It's just you are stating your intent. This is what you want to do. You find value in this idea of moving liberty activists together to the same place. So you're putting your name on the line, and that's basically what you're doing.
Well, I'll definitely have to do that. And if you don't mind, the last thing I'd like to say is just encourage everybody. They were just talking about gun control here the last few callers. Sorry to change the topic.
No, sure.
But,
it's free talk line.
Just, you know, there's no reason for everybody to be worried. I mean, you look at it, like with drugs, it's easier than ever to find almost anything. You can buy drugs on the Tor network now almost. You can buy it online. So if they try and take away guns, the same thing's just going to happen. It's just going to go on the black market and become even easier to find. So
that's true, but unfortunately the people who end up defending themselves will end up with criminal charges in those circumstances. So I get what you're saying in that if guns are banned, they'll still exist. However, the use of those guns will... If you're using drugs, it doesn't attract attention. But if you
right.
if you fire at a criminal who's coming into your home, your neighbors are probably going to hear about that, and then the police are going to come around, and then you've got criminal charges.
I don't know what you're saying, but at the same time, if the state doesn't stop growing at the pace that it is now, if we don't do something about it as citizens and stop complying, you know, we're just eventually going to become criminals, just living our standard lives the way we are now. So,
oh yeah, I know, I totally agree. I mean, I think that people do need to start non-complying with the state and do it on little things like parking tickets. You know, take a parking ticket to trial, make them work for
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
But you know, again, this is also an area. Both of these areas are areas where the Free State Project will be very effective because, number one, New Hampshire is already a very gun-friendly place. Like, even the Democrats in New Hampshire, a lot of them own guns and are cool with guns. The cops here, for the most part, are pretty cool, at least out where we live in the Keene area with guns. And in the Manchester area, when they were kind of being, you know, they're being brats about it a few years ago, they've had a stern talking to, I guess, since then. And even they've mellowed out a little bit. But, you know, so you instantly have more gun freedom for the most part when you move to New Hampshire if you're coming from most places.
Plus, if you can decide whether or not you want to wear a seatbelt if you're an adult.
Yeah, so, you know, those are good reasons to get more people here. And, of course, the more people we get here, the more insulated we'll be from any kind of, you know, Taking Firearms Act or whatever, and
Absolutely.
We'll be more likely to nullify the federal government, and maybe we'll secede at some point. Thanks for the call, James. I appreciate hearing from you.
Have
hopefully,
a great night,
guys. Yep, no problem. Thanks for and thanks for bringing that up, because I think it's really important to talk about the Free State Project. Obviously, we do it on a regular basis here on Free Talk Live. They are a sponsor of the program, but we were talking about the Free State Project before we convinced them to sponsor the show. We've long time been fans of this idea. In fact, so much so that we made the move back in 2006 from Florida to New Hampshire. Mark, you and I are Florida natives, and, you know, it's cold up here, but you get to be around some of the best liberty activists that there are.
Feels like hope to me.
Yeah, and some people who are actually working towards more freedom. They're not just complaining about it, because Americans are real good at complaining. I mean, there's all kinds of terrible things the government's doing out there, and we still have the freedom of speech to bitch about it. But few people are actually stepping up. And when you get those people that are willing to step up together, where they can step up and, you know, brainstorm and create new ideas and do new activism, like today on the streets of Keene, the Robin Hoods were out there. Robin Hood and his merry men were out rescuing people from being ticketed by the parking enforcers, as they do every single day here in Keene, rescuing literally hundreds of people from parking tickets. In some places, it's illegal to do that, but not here. So on the streets, Mark, they had 7 Robin Hooders out on the streets today. 7 people.
It's great.
I couldn't get 7 people to do anything in Sarasota, Florida. You know, I couldn't get 7 people to do an outreach project, a low-risk outreach project, let alone 7 people directly challenging the police state. So, 855-450-FREE. You can see more of that over at robinhood.freekeen.com if you want to learn more about Robinhooding and how it works. You could do it in your area if you had the activists, if you had the people with the dedication and the ability to go out and actually step up. Let's continue with your thoughts and go to Chris listening in Missouri to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Chris. Chris in Missouri going once. Chris in Missouri going twice. We'll put him on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell. We'll try him back here in moments and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. That's the point of Free Talk Live. And to learn more about the Free State Project, go to freestateproject.org. Also get signed up for their Liberty Forum, which is happening next week. This time next week, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum. And you can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more and get signed up for that. We'll look forward to seeing you there. There's more Free Talk Live coming up in moments. You take control.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
I see you got your eye on this convertible. Just picture yourself in it. Top down, wind in your hair.
I'd love to own it, but my allergies wouldn't let me put the top down.
Really? You're going to let allergies stop you from driving your dream?
The power of Allegra. It relieves your toughest allergy symptoms. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy.
Goodbye, symptoms. Hello, dream machine.
Allegra. Stop suffering. Start living.
Starts working in 1 hour among OTC branded antihistamines. Relieves sneezing, itchy, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy throat. Applies to first dose only. Uses directed.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-453. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com, where one of the things you can do is throw something in the Bitcoin tip jar. Maybe you've gotten some Bitcoins and you want to send some our way, or send a fraction of one our way. You can do that. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find our Bitcoin address there, as well as some useful links to websites that will help you learn more. If you haven't taken the time yet to learn about Bitcoin, What are you waiting for? You waiting for it to reach $100 per Bitcoin? Because it's currently at 27-something. You can go to, again, bitcoin.freetalklive.com to learn more. And also, there's a great website that'll help you get your first Bitcoins if you haven't done so yet.
It's bitinstant.com. It's the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire your Bitcoins. They make it possible for you to deposit money in like a million locations around the world, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to bitinstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, tell them where your account is, and then make the deposit. It's that easy. It's bitinstant.com. BitInstant.com.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Let's go to Daniel calling from Manchester. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Daniel.
Hi. Hi, guys. I wanted to speak about a podcast I had.
Before you do that, are you on a speakerphone?
No.
Okay.
I have an earpiece.
Can you take the earpiece? Would it be possible to take the earpiece off?
Yeah.
You normally, for whatever reason... Yeah, it usually sounds a lot better when somebody's not on an earpiece. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, well, this is immediately after the Super Bowl, and you were talking about the absurdity of people thinking that God is somehow picking a football team, favorite football team. And it is absurd, but it's not uncommon. You know, if you think about it, you have the entire team before the game, they're praying to God for success, and both teams are praying to the same God, ostensibly.
we assume.
Then you have, you know, it's not unlike God Bless America and this belief that somehow God is rooting for one particular ethnic group or one particular nation over the rest of humanity.
You know, it's kind of ethnocentric.
I could kind of be sold on the idea that a peaceful, just deity would pick a side in a war if there was one clearly good side and one clearly evil side. Like, I can get that. The problem is people's perception of what good and evil is that, United States citizens really think that foreign policy seem to believe that foreign policy started on 9/11 2001 and that, everything that happened prior to that, well, so what? Why would we be concerned with that? And that, they hold no responsibility. I don't think they really do hold any responsibility. I think it's the United States government that holds responsibility. It always is the little peons that take the bullets for what the politicians and their lackeys do. So I think that people don't know what's going on from a foreign policy standpoint. What they say is, why are gasoline prices so high and how come I don't have a job?
Daniel, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, that's
appreciate the call, man. Thanks for making it tonight at 855-450-FREE. Also, connect with us on Skype if you like, at username lrn.fm. Let's go to Patrick. He's listening in El Paso, Texas. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, sir. I want to get your guys' opinion on something.
Okay.
I'm a service member. I'll be getting out in a few months. I became liberty-minded during the time I was in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get out, I'm looking to, over a long period of time, get into medicine. And looking at my options to pay for that, I see I have the GI Bill as well as some state-level programs here in Texas. And I know I've been listening to you guys for a few months now, so I know pretty clear how you feel about use of government funds. But I still want to get your opinion on somebody who's would be pursuing a very expensive career path using the GI Bill.
I see no problem in using governmental programs that are available to you in any circumstance. So I hope I haven't misrepresented my statement up to this point. Let me tell you why. If there was a bully in your town who went around stealing money from people, and then that bully had the very strange habit of going downtown and handing out $10 bills to people, would it be wrong for you to go and take a $10 bill from that bully?
No.
Right. That bully's stealing money from people, and that doesn't have anything to do with you accepting the $10 bills that that bully passes out.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with reclaiming money that you've lost to the system. That, you know, that makes sense to me. I think that a lot of times it can come with strings attached that you may not want necessarily to be involved with, and if you find that those strings are undesirable, then it may be the best idea to not take that money in that case. But I don't think there's anything immoral about taking money back from the system.
Even, well, I see what you're saying about, you know, taking money back, but as far as the amount I have put in, say, through all my taxes, I'm not sure I could exactly quantify that, if yeah. that add up to the amount of money I'd spend on all the schooling. But, well, I
still don't see. I think Ian's might be getting you might be getting caught up on what something is said. I still don't see a problem with taking program, you know, funds from a government program. Likely they're going to you know, tax you well into the future too. So, you know, I don't really care about that
yeah,
either.
That's true.
And the fact that let's not forget the amount of taxes that you pay in the things that you buy. They're all wrapped up in there.
That's a good point too.
The,
yeah.
You know, I hear. The numbers are, when you're talking about regulations and, you know, compliance paperwork and taxes and all that stuff, that it's half of everything that you buy.
You can also make the argument that they're going to give it away at some point anyway, so you might as well be the recipient. Some would also argue that it, you know, that taking government money to use against the government is also an option. So, you know, getting on welfare and then using that money to oppose the state. I think these are all, you know, arguments people can make. There's some validity to them. I know that personally, I would get uncomfortable if I were taking an amount of money that I know that you know I hadn't probably paid into the system. I wouldn't say you're a bad person for taking the money that they offer, though. I don't think so. You could argue, though, that it's encouraging them, but they're going to do it anyway. So, yeah, it's something to consider, and I would say that, you know, if you feel like, you know, is a benefit that was offered to you when you signed up to the military, you traded your availability of your life in return for some things that you were supposed to get later on if you survived it, and it sounds like you survived, so, you know, they kind of owe it to you in that case.
Okay. I appreciate your advice on that.
Good luck, Patrick. I appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Now, there's a question you can get a lot of different answers from libertarian sources.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, we just went through several of those different answers. So let's go back. And we're going to try Chris in Missouri one more time. Last time might have been a dead sell. We're going to give him another shot here. Chris, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Right. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I want to talk about bases overseas because I have not been in the military, but I do understand the idea of offensive strike capability being a defense. But the problem I see is the places where most of these bases are supposedly friends of America, and they're using our military as the majority of their defense.
Well, stand by, Chris. We can get more into this here in moments. 855-450-FREE, military bases worldwide. Your thoughts on that or anything that's on your mind goes. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free if you would like, 855-450-FREE, and we will take your call about whatever might happen to be on your mind. We do it live 7 nights per week. So let's say you got something you want to say, but you just don't make it in time to finish out the show tonight. Well, we do it tomorrow, too. Mark, you're going to be here with Stephanie and Brian. You'll have a live Sunday edition lined up for folks.
Indeed.
And we do it 7 nights a week, freetalklive.com. If you don't get it on your local talk station all 7 nights, you can always call and ask nicely to get some more Free Talk Live. If you get some Free Talk Live, and if you're an internet listener and you get no Free Talk Live on your local talk stations, then call and ask nicely to get something. And it helps if you compliment the station, and if you're actually a listener to the station that you're calling.
Certainly don't tell lies.
So, yeah, don't represent yourself as something you're not. So if you don't listen to a station and you call them and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live, let them know, hey, I don't listen to your station, but I sure would if you'd add Mark and Ian over at Free Talk Live. So 855-450-FREE, we're going to continue with you and your thoughts. Let's go first to, to Chris in Missouri. And Chris, you wanted to comment on the military bases that are around the world, the over 700 some, maybe as many as 1,000 now, military bases worldwide. Go ahead.
Yes. Let's focus in to make it easier, just NATO. You know, we have entered into an agreement, and the agreement
you have?
Well, the government has entered into an agreement.
They didn't ask my butt at all.
Yeah.
If your country is attacked, we'll be there to support and help you.
Okay.
But if you look at the way it's set up, the majority of their defense is American military.
This is largely true. And if you look at, you know, say, the Heritage Foundation's list of economically free countries, you'll find countries like, say, Canada or New Zealand that don't have very large military expenditures compared to the United States, but that, you know, we here in the United States that are our high horse and we'll call them socialist. And the reason, and they do have some socialist sort of social welfare programs going on. The reason they're able to afford that is because they don't spend a lot of money on naval ships trying to keep the shipping lanes near their countries free because, well, the American taxpayer is paying for that.
That's correct. That's correct. Now, my question is, George Washington had warned us against entering into foreign entanglements.
And I'm pretty sure World War I bore him out on that.
Yeah, but what would these people do if it wasn't for, would they build up their own, or would they?
Who cares? And it's up to them. It should be up to them. And I don't want to be funding, I don't even want to fund the local military. I'm not interested in funding an agency of coercive force. I'd rather fund something voluntarily if I were to be interested in those sorts of things, and I'm not really. But, let people fend for themselves.
Well, there's a part of me that says that, but then there's the other part of me that says the forces that we do have over there, even though we have a lot of bases, they are not enough to sustain a prolonged war. What they are there for is actually offensive strike capability.
That much is true, and they're also there to be, cannon fodder. If they get killed in some position, then the United States military has a reason to go in and do something. For instance, if North Korea kills some of our soldiers, while trying to take over South Korea, then the United States says, "Oh my goodness, they killed some of our service people. We must rush over there and wipe out the Red Horde or whatever." And so it gives an opportunity.
It's bait.
It's indignation, yeah.
Yeah, well, and I wouldn't call them our soldiers because I'm not involved.
I didn't hire them. Right?
Hmm?
I was making a voice, right?
No, in the beginning you said our soldiers voice. Anyway, well, Chris, anything else you want to share?
No, I mean, it's just, in my mind, it's a terribly perplexing thing because, in a way, it is part of our defense. Because it gives us a capability to reach out from over there, which gives us time to respond.
Well, that's, you know, to me, that's
from attacking us.
That's not fair because I certainly wouldn't want the Red Chinese Air Force Base sitting next to my house.
Yeah, think about how those people feel about it. I mean, think about how the people in those countries who live near that base, who aren't benefiting economically from the soldiers coming and drinking in their bar, for instance. Think about how all the regular folk in that area feel about the occupying force that is the U.S. military.
There's a lot of people in Okinawa that sure would like to see the naval base out of there.
Thanks, Chris, for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Dave is in Eureka listening to KGOE. Hey, Dave.
Well, Dave. Gentlemen, I very much hate being a part of a country that gets us into wars because those wars are profitable to Lockheed Martin and Halliburton and such.
Yeah.
I want to end that practice. I'm one of several people I hear asking the question, what can we do ourselves to make an impact on this? And I got a couple of suggestions.
Okay, sure.
I think anybody that wants to at least help make everybody in this country aware should find ways to get involved. Get involved with Vets for Peace.
That's a good group.
You can be a friend of the vets and stand with us, get our signs, and let the government know we don't like your wars. Even if Boeing's making a lot of money, we don't want killing people that did nothing to us. And there's other little groups called Code Pink, World Can't Wait, whatnot. They're discouraged from becoming a real force, but you can find them, look them up, and then see if there's a way that you can get involved. But for sure, Vets for Peace is one good one that really tries to...
Good suggestion. Yep.
Wars, yeah.
Give me one more. What else you got?
Well, I'd say that's been my main issue right now. I can talk forever in terms of being concerned that our country takes these kinds of steps without consulting with anybody. Just it's big money special interest controlling our government now.
What's something else, though, that someone can do about it? I mean, you mentioned getting involved in Vets for Peace. That's a pretty good suggestion. Do you have another suggestion?
Well, I suggested also Code Pink and Will Can't
okay.
Wait.
Got it. Okay, so just the those groups. I get where you're coming from, Dave, and I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight at 855-450-FREE. Well, you know, on further thought regarding the idea that having a base in another country is somehow defensive, I think is not accurate. I don't think it's accurate to call that defense. So, you know, if somebody is to launch a weapon of some sort, some kind of missile at the U.S., true defense would be to simply exterminate the threat in that you get rid of the missile, and that's defense.
I think you could shoot it down fairly over the ocean or something like that. I mean, it doesn't have to be within the airspace of the United States.
Right, wherever it is you shoot it down. But getting rid of the missile, getting rid of the impending threat, the attack, the actual attack, is defense. If you at that point then scramble the jets and, you know, from whatever the nearest base is and then go and strike wherever it is that you believe the missile came from in the first place, that's a counterattack. I wouldn't call that defense. Defense is just stopping an attack. That's it. But to counterattack, I don't think that's really defense.
Well, so I've got to say that it, you know, I wish that we had these problems. I mean, the country, you know, making these, you know, decisions between, but you know, this situation and another. But I have to say that if a country attacks, that if they don't feel the threat of the same kind of retaliation, reprisal coming at them, then what's to stop them from doing it again? I mean, if you...
So you're advocating for counterattack?
I'm asking you... I asked you a question.
Okay.
What's the country? Eurasia attacks mm-hmm. the United States with a long-range ballistic missile, an ICBM, and you shoot it down and you do nothing about it. You're the United States. If I'm Eurasia, why wouldn't I just shoot more missiles at you?
Well, it is kind of costly to shoot missiles, so if you've got an effective
I got plenty of people that I can tax for missiles.
If you've got effective defense, then it shouldn't matter how many missiles they shoot at you.
Yeah, well, as all I have to do, if I could drop 1,000 missiles, all one has to do is get through.
I get where you're coming from, Mark.
I think it's crazy. I think you got to, if somebody's shooting missiles at you...
So you then believe in building bases around the world.
Why in the world would you have to build bases?
So you can easily respond.
You can fly a B-52 anywhere.
Well, they could shoot that down.
They could.
More coming up here, 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $2.50 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Live
lunch is ready.
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements, like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you find on the site there. You can actually create the content on the website by submitting stuff to it and voting on it. Go to freetalklive.com to do all that. And don't forget, Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, the movie that I happen to have the honor of being the executive producer on, is getting ready to come out on DVD, actually at Amazon, on the 19th. That's this Tuesday. They'll begin shipping, although Amazon has an option to allow you to have delivery on the day that it ships. So they'll actually ship it early for you in order so that it will arrive at your home on the 19th.
Sweet.
Others have managed to get their hands on their copy early through ordering directly from the distributor, but for the most part, I think most people are probably going to get their Derek Jay movie within the next week or so. So if you haven't yet, go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can see the movie for full there. The original YouTube version is there, and it's in HD. You can also download it via torrent. But if you want to grab the DVD, that would be appreciated because it's the best way to see the movie as far as it's the director's cut. There's commentary tracks. All kinds of bonuses are on there. Full hours and hours of activist footage that just, there's no way it could possibly have been all included in the movie, although a lot of it's very, very entertaining and very, very fun and interesting. So once again, you can go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com. It'll take you right to the Amazon ordering page for the movie on DVD. And again, that's order.victimlesscrimespree.com. Before we get back to the phone calls here, Mark, I just wanted to talk a little further about this idea of defense. And, like, I get what you're saying about striking back. If some terrible government shoots a bunch of missiles at the U.S., shouldn't something be done about it in order to dissuade them from shooting those missiles in the first place? And, you know, if that's... if that's what people want to do with their defense organizations, then that's fine. But I don't think you should call it defense. I would call that counterattack, and I would also call it escalation, because you are then escalating hostilities at that point, and there's a good chance they might decide to escalate hostilities
in
return.
No, that's not an escalation of hostilities. An escalation of hostilities means you do something more than what they did to you.
I disagree.
So if they fire a missile at you, you fire a missile back. That's not an escalation.
Eye for an eye makes the whole world blind.
But that does not address the word escalation. Okay.
You're escalating conflict.
So if they
absolutely are.
If they send an ICBM and you send 10,000 of them, you have escalated the conflict.
That's escalation as well. But if you've escalated the conflict from one instance to two, that's an escalation.
No, that's
Let's continue with, it is also retaliation. Helen is in Ithaca. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi. It sounds like you just changed the topic that I was talking
about. You're welcome to talk about whatever
you
like.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call and talk about anything you want, Helen.
Oh, all right. I'm
so please do.
My personal problems. No, I'm just kidding. I was talking.
We're fine with that. I mean, if you've got an issue that you want to talk about, we're happy to listen.
What happened in the San Francisco Bay with the guy dying from hypothermia? You know.
Yeah, the man who walked out into San Francisco Bay, stood there for an hour while the police refused to do anything about it and actually actively prevented apparently people who wanted to come to their come to the man's rescue from doing so.
Yeah, well, one point I want to make is I think those people behaved sheepishly, whoever was there, because if someone like says, you can't do that, I'm going to be like, come and get me, copper.
Good for you, and I wish there were more people like that out there.
Can't stop Helen.
But unfortunately, people have been trained to obey the police, and they're scared of what the police might do.
What happened is, and I would have encouraged, I don't want to make myself look like I'm some fictional heroine or something, but I would have said, come on, let's go, help it, you know. And because he's obviously has some mental problem, that's why his mother. I mean, all of this is all but based on hearsay. We really don't know what happened, you know. So we're talking about this hypothetical.
Sure.
But, I mean, I'm
just
sure.
Just a news report. Yeah.
Yeah. But so you know, so if I went out there and this guy like tried to slug me, like, I used to be a lifeguard, you know. So if I went out there and I tried to rescue him and he like hit me or something, the police would then have been obligated to go out there.
No, they wouldn't have.
Because he's assaulting me.
No, they would have no obligation whatsoever. Helen, that was the whole point of the first hour of the show, was to point out, or an overriding point, was to show you clearly that the courts have decided over and over again the police have no obligation to protect you.
The police can witness somebody beating up another person and just sit back and...
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're fully within their legal rights to do nothing at all, and there will be no consequence for it.
Did you see the last episode of Seinfeld? I'm not a big Seinfeld fan.
I didn't know.
I think I saw the last one, but it's been
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it was about the Good Samaritan law. Like they were New Yorkers, went to Massachusetts, and they were witnesses to a crime, and they just like did nothing, and they all ended up in slammer. They all ended up being arrested. So that was the end of the show, you know. And
yeah,
I lived in Europe. That's prevalence all throughout Europe, as far as I know. I lived in France and. You are obligated, if you witness a crime, you are obligated to, you know, at least call 911. You can't just, like, walk away and, you know.
Well, maybe you're obligated, but the police certainly aren't. And that doesn't mean they won't do something. But in that particular case, they probably would have made more excuses and just stood there. I mean, because they had the opportunity to help that guy, and they didn't. And by the way, there was an additional point that Benjamin sent me via text that I didn't notice until later after we concluded the discussion. He said that they had contacted the Coast Guard because somebody had called in to say, well, you know, bring the Coast Guard in or whatever. Sure. You know, send a boat in. Well, according to this, they contacted the Coast Guard, but the area was too shallow for the Coast Guard boat, and so they did not, that didn't work out. So they didn't do anything, and they wouldn't be under any obligation to do anything for you if you went out there and were in some way put in danger, Helen.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a comedy. It's a tragedy of errors. It's really stupid.
Thanks for your call and thoughts tonight.
I've got to get my Irish citizenship and get out of here.
All right, good luck with that, and thanks. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
Same stuff happens there.
Yeah, it's true. In fact, I just saw something. It's not Ireland, but I saw something about Iceland, which is supposedly one of the more economically free places, if I'm not mistaken.
They've had a lot of banking changes recently, too, that are positive.
Unfortunately, they're looking at a change that might result in a pornography ban in Iceland.
You can stop people from viewing pornography on the internet with a ban.
I don't have time. I don't want to get into that right now, because I did mention there was an update on Pussy Riot, which, as you know, if you've listened to the show for a while, we reported on the three members of Pussy Riot who had gone into one of the basically cathedrals in Russia, the kind of the Orthodox Christian church, and had done a little punk protest there, kind of a free speech musical protest that ended up getting them arrested and put in prison. And now, according to Alternet.org, an incarcerated member of Pussy Riot has been hospitalized for illnesses related to prison work. According to the AP, Nadzeha Toronkonikova has reportedly been suffering severe headaches since last spring when the 23-year-old began serving her two-year sentence on hooliganism charges. Fellow band member Yekaterina Samusevich, who was released on appeal in October, how strange that one of them is out on appeal, but the other two are still in, told the independent Russian news service RAIN TV, quote, they don't allow her to have any rest. She works nearly around the clock. She said she feels tired, extremely tired. Tolokonikova's conditions offer a window into Russia's brutal modern prison system, which have been described as Gulag Light, referring to the notorious labor camps of the Soviet Union under Stalin. In November, a haunting 6-minute video showing prison guards mercilessly beating an inmate went viral, giving many outsiders a look into the kinds of abuse Russian prisoners face every day. The Guardian reports that the video took off shortly after hundreds of prisoners in Kopyesk protested torture and horrible conditions at their jail. Russian women face especially harrowing conditions, as documented by several Russian sociologists in the recent book Before and After Prison, Women's Stories. The report on women's prison colonies, gathered from 35 interviews, reveals a horrible lack of privacy and wretched treatment for inmates. One notable section describes women being punished for menstruating onto their bedsheets. Co-author Gazelle Sabriova told the Moscow Times, lawlessness, despair, devastation, hopelessness are the key words that describe the incarceration of our interviewees. Doesn't sound like much correction is going on there or any kind of improvement of oneself.
Can hardly imagine.
Russia has the world's third largest prison population with nearly 800,000 inmates. But before Americans denounce Russian authoritarianism, they may want to look in their own backyard. The United States, with less than 5% of the world's population, imprisons almost a quarter of the world's prison population, the majority of those being inmates of racial or ethnic minorities, not to mention drug users and drug dealers, people that are, you know, a lot of people in prison that haven't actually harmed anyone. And while U.S. prisons aren't mandatory work camps, well, I don't know about that.
What? What do you mean they're not mandatory work camps?
That's not really true. I mean, when I was in jail, and I wasn't even in prison, but when I was in jail, if you didn't work, you went to solitary.
And this was for civil disobedience like these women.
Yes, that's correct.
I just like to, you know, I mean, you're just popping
in. What happens if you didn't work in prison?
You're going to go to confinement.
Right. So maybe it's not mandatory that you work, but they're going to make things awfully uncomfortable for you.
Well, what is it? What isn't mandatory if that's not mandatory?
Well, you could choose to go to solitary, right, and sit in there for the whole time,
yeah.
Which is torture. I mean, you could choose to torture yourself, I suppose.
I'm sure that's what the options are there, too. I mean, a beating, I suppose.
So that's the latest.
You don't think there's ever been a beating administered in United States prisons, solitary confinement?
If you didn't get in tonight, call tomorrow night. We got a live Sunday show for you then online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.